Welcome to Change the Game, Change the World, where we discuss athletes who aren't only dominating their sport, but are also making the world a better place for the next athletes of the world. Hi, this is your host, Sarah France, and today we will be discussing the U.S. Women's National Team's lawsuit against the United States Soccer Federation. Now, you guys might have heard about this case already, but today we are going to dive deeper into the situation and really understand what is going on in this lawsuit. On March 8th of 2019, members from the U.S. women's soccer team sued the U.S. Soccer Federation with a gender discrimination lawsuit. They stated that they were not being paid equally to the men and that the discrimination affected who and where they play, how they train, the medical care they receive, their coaching, and even how they travel to matches. This is unfair to the women's team because they deserve to be paid and be provided with the same quality of resources the men's team does. I urge you all to keep listening, even if you aren't a big soccer fan. These women are taking action and are fighting for the equality they deserve. If the team wins this lawsuit, women will be one step closer to finally being recognized as equal to men. First, let's get into the statistics of both teams. According to Sally Jenkins of the Washington Post, from January 2017 to October of 2019, the women won 83% of their games, while the men have won 48%. The women's record is 48 wins, 4 losses, and 6 ties. The men's record is 21 wins, 11 losses, and 13 ties. The women have played a total of 58 matches. 46 of these games were friendlies, 5 were World Cup qualifiers, and 7 were World Cup games. The men played 44 matches with no World Cup games. Starting forward, Alex Morgan earned $1,201,449.64, more than many of her male counterparts, but if she was a man with the same statistics, she would have been paid $4,104,920.65. The question is, if the team has dominated women's soccer for years with 4 World Cup wins and 4 Olympic gold medals, why is the USSF not paying them what they deserve? It's insulting that the men who didn't even qualify for the World Cup are being paid more than the female world champions. The problem is Carlos Cordeiro. Carlos Cordeiro has been the president of the USSF, which stands for the United States Soccer Federation, since 1998. This federation controls all of the professional teams and leagues in the United States, including the national teams, Major League Soccer, and the National Women's Soccer League. Ever since the creation of the U.S. Women's Soccer Team in 1985, USSF has been giving the team low-quality resources and huge pay gaps. In fact, in the team's early years, many players had to work a side job along with playing on the team just to pay the rent. According to Twitter, Carlos Cordeiro claimed that the women have been paid more than the men in the past 10 years in an open letter he wrote. Molly Levinson, the spokesperson of the women, said this letter, and I quote, was a ruse. The woman's reaction to this letter suggested that Cordeiro miscalculated. Levinson stated, and I quote, "This is a sad attempt by USSF to quell the overwhelming tide of support the USWNT has received from everyone from fans to sponsors to the United States Congress." She also said, and I quote, "The USSF has repeatedly admitted that it does not pay the woman equally and that it does not believe the woman even deserved to be paid equally." According to the Washington Post, the women were paid 38%, as much as the men, for every friendly game they played. You heard me, 38%. If they believed the women should be paid equally to the men, they would have agreed to pay them the amount they asked for when the lawsuit began. They also were given poor resources from the federation. The men were given better transportation, hotels, training, coaching, fields, and opponents. In fact, according to Sally Jenkins of the Washington Post, in 2017, the men received 17 charter flights and the women received none. These flights are important for athletes who are traveling to games because they provide areas to sleep and rest. statistics and both sides' opinions, let's get into the court case. The lawsuit was filed by the U.S. Women's National Team on March 8th of 2019. On November 8th of 2019, this case was granted class status by Judge Gary Larson of the United States Court for the Central District of California. According to Andrew Doss of the New York Times, the reason the team sued was because they were receiving unequal working conditions and a lower salary than the men's national team. Before they filed the lawsuit, they took on the USSF with a wage discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. When that did not work, they filed the lawsuit. The lawsuit will not only affect the 28 players on the team, but any player who has appeared in a national team camp or a game over a multi-year period specified in the lawsuit. When USSF was sued, their claim to Judge Klausner was that no gender discrimination existed. Klausner rejected this claim almost immediately. USSF believed they were treating the women equally to the men because if many of the women had earned more than the top-earning men's players over that period, there could be no discrimination under federal law. The judge rejected this claim also. In the judge's final decision, he wrote, and I quote, "Defendant cites no case law to support this premise." He went on to write even further that if he agreed with the pay structure that the federation already set up for the team could create, and I quote, "an absurd result." He writes in which a woman could be paid half as much for working twice as many hours as men national team players on minimum salary. That's ridiculous. The only reason some of the women have been paid more than some of the men was because they have been tremendously more successful than the men. If they were men and produced the same results, then they would be making over three times as much money than they are making right now. That's right, you heard me. Three times! A statement from U.S. Women's National Team spokeswoman Molly Levinson says, and I quote, "Pay should be based on performance, not gender. USSF tries to spin the undeniable fact that if the male players won their games, they would be paid considerably more than the women are now." Judges in favor of the woman's argument that their pay and working conditions should be equal to those of the men's. This means they are now upgraded as class status for a jury trial. This trial is scheduled for May 5th of 2020. This trial will determine whether the woman's salary will be raised or kept the same. Both the USSF and the women's team asked for this trial to happen after the Summer Olympics of 2020 so it does not interfere with the team's training and the federation's planning. However, the women are just happy that they are now in class status, so they are willing to overlook the date. Alright guys, let's recap what we have discussed. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team has been treated unequally since the team was created in 1985. The U.S. Soccer Federation has given the women unequal working conditions and salaries compared to the men's teams. The women's team is taking action and is suing the USSF for the gender discrimination the team has received. The USSF refused to pay the settlement of the suit, so the lawsuit is now in action. After the judge approved the woman's case, the U.S. Women's National Team has been granted class status by Judge Klausner of California, and a jury trial will take place on May 5th of 2020. This will determine whether the woman will receive a pay raise or their salary will be kept the same. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, this is Sarah France, your host of Change the Game, Change the World. Make sure to listen in next week for a special interview with Allison Felix as she explains why she left her Nike sponsorship. Bye!
This podcast is brought to you by France Listening. Sarah France is the narrator, producer, and creator of Change the Game, Change the World.
Toodles.